Okay, good evening. Okay, and welcome to the regular Village Board meeting on September 11th. It's just 7:05. If I can ask the clerk to take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez. Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Hennig. Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
President Aducey.
Here. Okay, very good. If we can all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, no citizens' comments? Okay, very good. So that brings us to the elected officials' comments and announcements. We will do, you want to do the presentation first?
Sure.
Yep. Okay, and then we can take all your comments.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
About 2 weeks ago, I was able to attend the American Public Works Association Expo in Orlando, Florida. While there, I was honored to accept, on behalf of the Village of River Forest, the National Project of the Year Award for the Northside Stormwater Management Project.
Yeah.
In the category of $5 to $25 million range. It was a project that was many years in the making and was well thought out by the village staff, our elected officials, and our project engineer, Christopher Burke Engineering. Although it was a massive undertaking, we were fortunate to have a top-notch contractor in Boulder Contractors and worked out an effective communication plan between our public works and administrative staff, the engineers, contractors, and most importantly, our residents. This was a much-needed project that is helping to alleviate stormwater drainage issues on the north side of the village and will continue to do so in the years to come. And it's my honor to present this APWA National Project of the Year Award to the Village President and Board of Trustees.
Thank you. Very nice.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. I know we'll say a few words around the public comment. So what a great job. All right. With that, I'd like to ask maybe Trustee Gibbs to start. If any comments or announcements you want to make?
How do I follow that?
Yeah. Congratulations.
That was a fantastic effort on everyone's part. I don't want to name names because I'd leave out 1,000 because it was such a big project. So good job, team. On a more somber note, 16 years ago today, thousands of Americans lost their lives in the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and over the fields of Pennsylvania. Many of those lost were brave men and women who chose to run into those buildings to serve their fellow citizens. I think it is fitting that today, September 11, 2017, the Village of River Forest took delivery of their new fire engine. It will serve our residents for many years to come. Let this magnificent piece of machinery always stand as a symbol of the courageous souls that were lost on that fateful day 16 years ago, and a commitment to our first responders that we thank them for their continuous dedication to our safety and well-being. Godspeed to the uniformed men and women of River Forest.
Very good. Thank you. Appropriate. We'll skip Patty right now so you can get acclimated. And I'll ask Trustee Conti.
Congratulations to the village, John.
Mike, nicely said. Echo that. Congratulations to Patty, who I'm sure will fill us in on the lemonade extravaganza. That's another wonderful project here in River Forest. We have a lot to be proud of here. I attended a meeting with Carmela, Tim Brangle, Bob O'Connell, and Eric for the, what do we call that meeting? What do we call that committee?
Subcommittee.
Subcommittee on.
Yeah, we're discussing the RFP for Lakin Park, and so that'll be, we'll discuss that more later, but we're moving forward, hopefully, on something. I think that's all I've got. Thanks, everybody, for your service.
Okay. Very good, thank you.
Clerk?
Okay.
First, Yates Sewers. I, like Mike, I was thinking about this. I wanted to come today, I just couldn't make it, but I always remember something I read in the Wall Street Journal after 9/11. It was talking about firemen, but it applies to police as well. But the last brave thing they ever do is take the oath, because after that, everything else is the job. A friend of mine, brother, was a fireman in New York, and frankly, he didn't die, but his entire station, they were based out of Coney Island, they responded, they died. A friend of his couldn't get there, and they closed the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. He lived in Staten Island. He ran from Staten Island over the bridge, under the Battery Tunnel, to get to the towers, and he ended up dying too. And it's bravery that I wouldn't have. And so I thank you guys for all that you do for us and for everyone. I guess a lighter note. We had a block party this weekend, and so I heard a lot from my neighbors. A number of questions about traffic. There was an accident on William and Iowa on Friday. It wasn't that severe, and I saw the car. But the question that was raised was, can we get a stop sign? I think what they were looking for was a stop sign on William. And I discussed the process. But the one thing, Chief, is could we get a count of the accidents or near accidents that occurred at that corner, just so that I can give them some, William and Iowa.
Yes.
Just so I can give them some background, because I just didn't know off the top of my head. I mean,
I'll give them to you.
Thanks. And you did have a police car on our block for a long time, because the cars do, you know, we're the street right between Augusta and Iowa, so they use Chicago to get to Augusta.
Right.
And there was speeding on that corner, and so we're on our block. And placement of the police car there for a while really fixed the problem, but of course now it's come back. I also got a call from the Kleins about Thatcher, and apparently Thatcher now has become a thoroughfare. They were saying that before people abided by the 25 mile an hour speed limit, but they're not anymore. And so I just told Kathy that I would ask the village to look into it. And then the last thing was,
I don't know what it is.
Right turn right. A number of people mentioned this, that people are using the corner of Thatcher and North Avenue, the right turn angle. It's basically the right turn lane of the eastbound on Thatcher. I'm not even sure this is our jurisdiction.
Yeah.
But eastbound on Thatcher, there's the right turn lane. But people are using that to basically get a jump on the traffic.
On eastbound. Chicago.
No,
north.
On North Avenue.
Oh, North.
So they're using
north
it. And I don't know
right
if there's anything
right
you can do. But
yeah, there is. Do
we have jurisdiction there? I mean, just because
it's coming through, yeah.
Okay.
We have jurisdiction up to the middle of the river.
It's on our side of the river.
Interesting enough, one suggestion was the red light camera. I thought that was fascinating. I said I wasn't going to push that one. But so, yeah, those are the issues that were brought to me by my neighbors.
Got them written down.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Trustee Corsini.
Thank you. Mike, very great touching words. I think everybody remembers where they were on September 11th, 2001. I was holding my two-week-old infant as I watched in horror on television the towers go down, and it was just a horrific, horrific day. It's something we always remember, and we always just thank and pray for all the people that passed that day, and especially give thanks to all our first responders that go into harm's way every day. We're still dealing with the repercussions. I just heard that there's still thousands of people that have contracted cancer and have become ill because of their heroic efforts that day, and have died just because of the smoke inhalation and all of the terrible things that they had to go through to save people. So thank you for everything that you do. It's appreciated. The other thing is, after watching these horrific hurricanes in Texas and Florida, and now these storms moving up, it just makes me more appreciative of our emergency preparedness that we have with our Citizens Corps, and just the fact that, you know, we do these drills and we practice and we have plans, and I mean, you know, for whether it be a natural disaster or man-made disaster or, you know, some type of terrorist attack, it's just so important to actually think about these things and be proactive about it. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. But it just reminded me, just watching how FEMA interacted with the local units of government, how important that coordination is. So I thank all the people that work on those issues, especially you. And it's, you know, the unsung heroes. You don't really think about it until something like this happens and you have to jump into action. So we think about all those folks down south and what they're going through, and we pray for them and hope things resolve quickly. I just wanted to make one correction from a comment that I made last time in the minutes when we talked about the reduction in projected revenues from the state because of the budget. It was about $160,000. I think Kathy mentioned that was hopefully for just 1 year, so a temporary, but there is something that's permanent in that. There's at least $20,000, or about 2% of our non-home rule sales tax, that is not temporary. That's a permanent reduction because the state is going to be charging a 2% fee for administering our sales tax, so it's kind of a chargeback to us. So that is something that we're not going to recover. So I just wanted to put that in the record, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing new to add other than to echo what everybody has said regarding September 11th. It was a sad day for our country. I too remember that day, and I think all of you have aptly acknowledged our first responders, our fire and police, who we depend on day in and day out. And you are a bright star for our village, and I know for our country. So we all appreciate it. I personally thank both of you, both chiefs, deputy chief, and all of your officers that serve our village. And we really do appreciate what you guys do day in and day out, and we know you put your life on the line for us. So with that, we thank you. Also, let me say thank you to John and Eric and Lisa and Joan. I know you're a part of that for the Northside Stormwater Management Project. That started many years ago. Some trustees were here when we started discussing it, and we thought it would never become a reality because it was just so big. And it was the largest thing that we ever attempted to do, a $20 million water project. We thought there's just no way River Forest is going to attempt to do this. And with people like Carmella and others who, you know, along with Joan and Eric, you know, you looked at the finances and you saw things that you said, this is a possibility for the village to do. We could afford it, and we decided to do it. So it was not only the largest, but it was the most successful project in River Forest. I get more comments regarding that project in a good way. I've not yet gotten one negative, and I'm saying this publicly. So if there's somebody out there that doesn't like it, I'd like to hear from them, because I have not heard from them. So congratulations on behalf of the board and myself and the clerk. We are very proud of this award, and I know you put a lot of time and energy in it, so thank you so much. Fire truck, that looks great out there. Can't wait to get River Forest on it. I didn't see the villager. Is it down there?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it. All right, I didn't get close enough. Patty and your organization, congratulations on a phenomenal lemonade. Once again, what you guys do is just as awesome. And the amount of money you raise for these for the nonprofits that you give to is just amazing. So, you know, on behalf again of the Board of Trustees and myself, I want to say thank you. Let me just make a mention about traffic, because I think Trustee Card, you brought up a very interesting point. Traffic does seem to be getting to be a little bit more of a major issue in River Forest. I don't know if people are just flying through our, you know, town, but you know, and I know we talked a little bit about, you know, maybe more of a comprehensive plan, but maybe we should think about that as a group, because down my street, I mean, there was a near accident, you know, at William and Berkshire. They were yelling at each other. They were both guilty. I couldn't believe it. I don't know what the solution is, but maybe it's something we should doodle on it as a group to think through what can we do, you know, to make our town a little bit safer when it comes to traffic. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Tom. Other than that, I have nothing else. So let's move on to, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Patty. I skipped over you. Sorry. Go ahead.
She couldn't see you.
Yeah, I couldn't see you.
Right.
No. No, I just wanted to say thank you again to all the village staff for all the help and support today, coming into today. I know several of you met with Dave Hamill to help coordinate all the traffic control on the corners and ensuring that the signs got out on Clinton. This event really is a community event. It yep. takes the community to make it as successful as it is, so thank you for that. It's been great over the years. Having that planning, as Carmela pointed to, the importance of even on an event like this, just ensuring that things are in place and everybody who attends the event is safe and everything goes according to plan. So thank you very much for all of that and being out there supporting us. It's also, this was the first year I was able to make the ceremony in the morning, and it was nice. We've gotten to a point with Lemonade that it's such a fun, festive event that you have to step back a minute to think about, this is why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's to remember the victims of the attacks and those who lost their lives and those who are still struggling today with what happened. So we do always want to keep that in mind, even though we're starting to put a positive spin on the day by helping the charities that we do. But again, it's amazing how our community has embraced the event, and it's grown to what it is because of the community and everybody doing their part. So thank you. I don't know. We don't really have any numbers at this point. We guesstimate in terms of attendance based on how many cups we go through. And when I left, it looked like we were about just shy 3,000 cups, which you figure there's going to be some people who take a couple cups, but then there's a number of people who don't take any. So that's typically how we guesstimate our numbers. So probably about 3,000 people wow. came through today.
That's crazy.
Last year we probably went through about 4,000, but I think being on a Sunday
helped.
Right. Helped. We ended up getting a lot of people who can't come during the week because of school and work and whatnot. So if we're out of here by 10, go home and watch all the news stations.
Yeah. We will be out of here by 10.
2, 5, and 7. We're getting a lot of great coverage today, so
right.
that's pretty fun.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Kathy, I have one request. Chief Bowman, could you come up and tell us how the ceremony transpired today for those of you that weren't here? I'd rather hear it from you than you guys hear it from me.
And maybe while he's walking up, the other thing I just want to point out to the board on the sewer project was we also want to congratulate Elmwood Park. They received the National Year Project of the Year Award, same category, different financial category for all the work that they did on their stormwater improvements, including the work through the Country Club and stuff like that. And I believe, John, it was about 10 years since Illinois won a national APWA award. Yeah, so it's been
great.
Some time. So.
Awesome. Well, yep. Congratulations. Elmwood Park.
All right, to commemorate 9/11, we've had a ceremony every year. This year, we kind of followed the same format, but we did it a little bit different. We wanted to try and get it back to, you know, as somber as we could and to ponder on the events from 16 years ago. So we lowered the flag to half staff, and then we had a moment of silence. Then we read the fireman's prayer and the policeman's prayer, and then we had what was probably a little bit too long of a 10 moments of silence, and then we rang the five bells, and another moment of silence that stood at attention, and then we put the flag back up. So.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for suggesting it, and thank you, Chief. Okay. With that, let's move on to our consent agenda items. I can have someone move to...
Can I just remove A, and then I'll make a motion to approve
sure.
agenda items B through I.
Yep. Okay. Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All right, so any discussion between B and I? Okay, hearing none, if I can get a vote, please.
Would you like me to read the consent?
Yes, yes, please. A, B through I, please read.
Consent agenda B, executive session minutes, August 21st, 2017. C, authorized donation of surplus property bicycles ordinance. D, waiver of formal bid due to competitive RFP process and award bid for Lake Street camera replacement project to Griffin Systems, Inc. for $24,285. E, waiver of formal bid and purchase of one 2018 Dodge Charger through the Suburban Purchasing Cooperative from Napleton Fleet Group for $23,722.20. F, authorization to sell via auction police seized vehicle ordinance. G, monthly department reports. H, monthly performance measurement report. I, accounts payable July 2017, $1,460,488.20.
Okay, very good. If you could please take the vote.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. If I can get a motion to approve the regular village board meeting minutes for August 21st, 2017.
I'll move to approve the regular village board meeting minutes from July.
August 20th.
From August 21st, 2017.
Second.
Okay.
I just had one change on page three, paragraph where I think Tom brought, moved to remove two items. The second item that when I it says Trustee Corsini concurred with Trustee Cargi, I concurred to move the item that discussed the water modeling, because I wanted John Anderson to actually come up and talk about the actual benefit and cite the good positive aspects of that. So I think that was just, that statement was a little misleading. So I just wanted to
hear. I would like to move to amend, I don't know what paragraph it is, but the one that states that I stated that he can understand the benefits of striping the fire truck. I thought we originally, part of the original order was the striping, we were just amending it or changing it. Not obviously, you got to have the name of the village on there. So that was my mistake, and I guess I should have clarified that. But it wasn't, I don't oppose striping a truck. So,
so that, whole, like that whole paragraph we can change a little bit, right?
Okay. All right, so
is that, I thought you want to be a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Sneaking up on
guess who we are.
Just get fired and we're going
to go. So that, those were the, that was the only change that I.
Okay, and Tom's change. Are you okay with, of course, with, you moved it, right?
You, no, you, you moved it, I second.
I moved it for Mel and second. So if so you're both okay.
With your changes.
I'm fine. Yes.
All right. Okay. Sounds like we're okay with them. So we'll take the, you might want to just say it. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. Consent agenda A, regular village board meeting minutes, August 21st, 2017. Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi. Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
This side of the table is completely okay with it.
Yeah, right.
Motion passed.
All right. All right, very good. Okay, going on to number six, the consent items for, consent items for separate consideration. So, Mike, you're going to abstain or recuse
yourself.
Do I
have to announce that?
Yes, go ahead and announce it. You can do it now.
I'm going to recuse myself from the vote to pay Anderson Elevator's bill.
Okay, very good. So if I can get a motion to move the to approve the payment to Anderson Elevators for $601.99.
I'll move to approve payment to Anderson Elevator in the amount of $601.99.
Okay, good. I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, if I can ask the clerk to take the vote.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
No. No.
Oh,
no.
Pardon me. Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Abstain. No problem. Motion passed.
Okay. Okay. Second, since Russ is not here, we're We can, if I can get a motion to approve North Avenue TIF vendor payments for, right, who's, yep. That's for Russ,
that's
right?
For
right,
so
4,100, okay, very good. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, if I can ask the clerk to take the vote. And do
okay.
Not
ask, even though Russ is not here.
Right?
Good. Yeah, I won't.
Okay, so, yeah. Right.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennig.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Moving on to item number 7. This is the recommendations of boards and commissions and committees, and we do have a report from the Sustainability Commission, which I see Julie and Gary. So this is your time to come to the podium and give us an update.
Don't look so excited.
Yeah, Julie. Julie's like, why am I here?
No.
I don't want to speak.
All right. But Julie what? Moeller is here, just for the record, from the Sustainability Commission.
We already have this on our computers.
This is all the details. First of all, thank you for having me. This is our... we've been spending the last several months going around to the different boards of the different taxing bodies in Oak Park and River Forest to present the findings within the 2016 Sustainability Report Card. For those of you who may be new to this, Planet Green is the implementation of the sustainability plan for Oak Park and River Forest. Every other year we do a report card to track progress against goals that were established by the communities in the plan, and then so the report card actually gives us a sense of whether or not we're making progress against those goals. It also serves as an opportunity to encourage the boards of the different taxing bodies to align budgets and strategies and policies with the goals that are established in the plan. This is a project of the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation. Seven Generations Ahead is the contractor that drives the implementation of the plan, and we have multiple project partners and groups that are involved in implementing the plan. So I'm just going to give you, I've been instructed to give a very, very top level and brief overview. All the details are in the actual report card and in the PowerPoint. I also included a PowerPoint that I recently presented at the Community Works Advisory Board on what we're doing with community solar, which is really becoming now a hot topic and area of focus for the project. So if you look at the page 4, the quick glance, that's where we kind of give you the big, easy to understand sense of how we're doing against the goals. We have 5 topic areas out of the 9 that actually received a thumbs up, and a thumbs up means that the data or the activities actually met or exceeded the goals established within the plan. Thumbs even, we had 3, which means that that maybe one goal was met and another goal wasn't met, and there was 1 thumbs down, which means that the goals established in the plan for that topic area were not met. So I'll start with energy. That was the big thumbs down. We have had significant energy use decreases in both Oak Park and River Forest. Oak Park since 2007 has actually decreased by 8% its energy use, River Forest by 11%, and 11% is actually the national average right now, or the average for the entire nation, and so we're all on, River Forest is on pace, Oak Park a little bit behind, but it did not meet the goals of 2% annual energy use decrease. We also had established a goal of 25% renewable energy procurement by 2020. We're at 4%, not even close, and so that's a real area of improvement. The city of Urbana, I was just informed earlier today, is close to moving toward 100% renewable electricity. And so with the passage of the Future Energy Jobs Act, it's going to create a lot of opportunity around renewable energy, around solar in particular, and which is why I included that additional PowerPoint and would be happy to not tonight, but another time, provide more details. And maybe that's something we can do through the commission. So in transportation, we measure two things, public transit ridership and vehicle miles traveled. And again, there were increases, positive directions for both. However, the ambitious 3% annual increase in public transit ridership and 3% decrease in vehicle miles travel goal were not met. Oak Park, though, has a national walk score of 76, which ranks it eighth in the country, with in comparison to Seattle and other big cities. And so it's really kind of a hard thing for us to ignore. Also, with the addition of the new Divvy bike share program that led the core team that makes the decisions on the thumbs up, thumbs down to say, okay, we've got some positives and some goals that were not met, so we'll give it a thumbs even. In education, there are just so many things happening in education, whether it's zero-waste schools, green guides, you know, what Julie and colleagues do with the recycling extravaganza, D90 and its solar installations, and using that as an educational tool, the One Earth Film Festival, tons of things going on. I like to say that if you live in Oak Park and River Forest and you don't know something about sustainability, you live under a rock, because there's just lots of things that are happening. In waste, mixed results, an amazing decrease in the total material generated by both communities. In River Forest, since 2007, your material has decreased by 19.5%, which is astounding, actually. And for Oak Park, it's 9.5%. On the other hand, waste diversion has kind of slipped back and forth. And Oak Park, I believe, is right around 43-44% right now, and River Forest is down in the 30s. And that's only, we're measuring residential material diverted from the landfill. So we know that we've got two good composting programs that are operating in both communities. We're not able to measure the institutions, you know, our universities and all of the major large buildings. But on a residential level, we have not met the goal of 50% diversion by 2015. So we're behind. We're doing some things right now to address that. With water, this is, and again, congratulations on the Stormwater Award. Amazing accomplishment, and I know in addition to that, you've done so many other things with respect to green alleys and receiving funding for those projects. With water, both communities, Oak Park, 12% decrease in potable water use since 2009, River Forest, 8%. We didn't have a goal target for water use reduction, but we're looking at, you know, over a 1% annual decrease, which is a real positive trend, and that's been a very consistent trend. When I talked to Eric about this, I think the last time I presented a couple years ago, I know that both communities are doing a lot to address leakage, and the price of water may be encouraging people to use less, and also the new technologies around water efficient, you know, washing machines and dishwashers, et cetera, I think is probably contributing to that success as well. In the area of food, we don't really have a metrics goal around this, but we kind of look at a lot of the different projects that are out there. The Food Surplus Project is doing a lot of food recovery, working with Rush Oak Park Hospital and other institutions, and I think Dominican is now involved in that. So getting food that would otherwise be thrown away into the hands of people who need the food, who can eat it. There's tons of school gardens. There's some really fascinating faith-based initiatives and school initiatives that are growing food on the premises and then giving that food out to food pantries. Our farmers market in Oak Park is still a great market. There are lots of people that buy from community-supported agriculture directly from farms. So all that is a good thumbs up. In community development, the biggest lead story is your commission and the fact that it's been formalized now and it will be a vehicle for implementation and will hopefully align with the goals and strategies within the plan. And the other highlights are, I already mentioned the Green Alley projects, both communities implementing those. Oak Park has done some zoning code revisions that are incorporating more sustainability components, and all of those are great trends. In economic development, I think the big story here is an Oak Park story, with the transit-oriented development nationally is understood to be a great way to create more density and rely less on cars and to basically use the infrastructure that's already in place in communities. And so the two big new high-rises, the multi-use buildings, are going to bring roughly 2,100 people to that downtown area. It should have some really strong economic impact for Oak Park and maybe some residual here as well. But a lot of new businesses coming to town, and so that's all good. And in open space and ecosystems, we're looking at new policies around integrated pest management, reduced or use or elimination of toxic materials for landscaping. The Park District of River Forest this past year implemented or passed an integrated pest management policy. There are probably about 54% of the institutions right now in both communities have such policies, which is good. So we've got some work to do on that. But we contracted with a group called Wild Ones to establish over 300 native gardens. These are the pollinator gardens, butterflies and bees. And so that project has been a huge success thanks to the folks at Wild Ones and all the other organizations that have supported that initiative. In closing, I'll just say that, you know, our role here is, again, to encourage alignment with strategies and goals and policies. We also like to support grant proposal development. So if you're going after funding for something, we can write a letter saying, hey, this is in alignment with the Environmental Sustainability Plan for Oak Park and River Forest. We've done that with a handful of institutions. Not to beat a dead horse, but community solar is coming. If you look at the PowerPoint, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, and who's going to accrue the benefits from community solar, and are we going to be able to transform to a renewable energy economy quick enough to avoid some of the potential negative consequences that are going to come from what we're experiencing currently. So I'll leave it at that. I would love to, again, maybe it's through the Sustainability Commission, do a deeper dive on some of the actual strategies and projects that we're working on. But I'll stop here and entertain any comments or questions. And I do want to say thank you again for your leadership. It's having an impact on the other institutions in both communities, and it's duly noted. So thank you.
Okay. Anybody have any comments or questions for Gary?
When you say community solar, you're talking about each individual resident, for instance, having their own solar panels. I mean, you're not going to do.
No, it's a situation where it's a technical term, which means that if there's an off-site development that different institutions or bundles of residents can buy into a power purchase agreement, actually buy the energy from an off-site project. And the Future Energy Jobs Act is really encouraging these investments through what are called solar renewable energy credits. And there's going to be a wild, wild west run by investors and developers to get those dollars. And so you're going to be seeing lots of developments across Illinois, across the Chicago metro area. And we're currently working to link Oak Park and River Forest institutions to some of these new developments as they're coming online. But we're also working with individual institutions who have an appetite for on-site solar arrays, and we do analysis of how much space they have on their buildings and how much energy they could actually use from the solar arrays. And so that's the kind of the work ahead of us for the next two to three years, frankly.
Talk of getting rid of the federal solar stuff, the whole renewable tax
credits? So that is still in place. It's another reason why you're going to see this wild, wild west run in a really short period of time. If when that goes away, it could have an impact, but for right now, it's in place. So.
But does it have a sunset, or would it require new legislation to get rid of
It would require some new legislation. Yep.
And the good.
Well, we did get them on our computers.
Okay.
For other presentations.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to.
Great idea.
Pass those around. I'll take them and.
Yeah, they're
thanks.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
So, okay, any other, Julie?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you so much, Gary, for coming. He tirelessly goes to organizations, I mean, every day, every minute he is presenting, and we would be, he keeps the train on the track for all these different organizations. He has monthly meetings for Planet Green. And without him, I think a lot of organizations would be lost. And I want to thank you for your time, Gary.
Yep.
For,
yep. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. Any other further comments regarding this issue? Julie, anything else you want to add or? Nope. Okay. Any trustee? Yeah. Thank you, Gary, again. Thank you very much. It's a well thought out presentation. Okay, so with that, we will. We have no unfinished business. We have no new business. We will go into executive session.
Right. So we'll need a motion to adjourn to executive session for the purposes of purchase of real property, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the village, and including whether a particular parcel should be acquired, and the setting of price for sale of real property, the setting of price for sale or lease of property owned by the village.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a motion?
I make that motion.
So we'll
second.
We're going to adjourn up into, right? Or adjourning into
executive session.
Yep. For that purpose. Okay.
Those, yes.
For a second. Okay. Do we need a roll call?
Yes.
Oh, we need
mm-hmm.
vote.
Trustee
vote.
Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Motion to return to regular meeting.
Second. Yeah, roll call.
Roll call. Yeah. Need to understand that.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes. Motion to adjourn.
President Adusi.
Here. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second, anybody? Second. Second. Now we can do that.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?